Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. The Perlman Performing Arts Center, or PAC NYC, is a new home in Manhattan for artists in theater, dance, music, opera, and multidisciplinary performance from New York and the world. The new building, which opened in the fall, has three intimate, flexible theater spaces which can be combined and configured to create a range of experiences for audiences and artists. Located on the World Trade Center campus, PAC NYC aims to create community and support the resilience of the city and its people. This weekend, PAC NYC presents Number Our Days, a photographic oratorio. With music by Luna Pearl Wolf and a concept and libretto by David Van Taylor, Number Our Days is based on Jamie Livingston's 18-year-long Photo of the Day project. As a senior at Bard College in 1979, Jamie Livingston began taking one Polaroid to encapsulate each day. It could be of anything, but it could only be one shot, no retakes. The 6,735 photos have been shared online and in a book, capturing the imagination and reality of a time. The last photo shows Jamie on his 41st birthday, the day he died of brain cancer. This is David Van Taylor's debut libretto. His acclaimed documentary films include A Perfect Candidate and Good Old Charles Schultz. Supported by the NEA, the NEH, and the Ford, MacArthur, and Warhol Foundations, David's work has screened around the world. His kudos include a DuPont Columbia Silver Baton and a Guggenheim Fellowship. David Van Taylor was friends with Jamie Livingston in those heady later 20th century days in New York City.
I met him in 1985. A friend had met him while traveling abroad and said, oh, you got to meet this guy. I actually know the day that I met him because I discovered later, as I was working on the oratorio, that there's a photo of the day that includes me from the day we met, which was August 31st, 1985.
When your mutual said that you should meet Jamie, what is it about the person that they wanted you to connect with, and were you immediately connected?
Well, one of the things that I shared with Jamie, interestingly enough in this context, is a love of music and a love of weird, eclectic, all kinds of music from all over the world. Plus, he was just, as we would say now, a very chill guy, which was part of the secret of Photo of the Day, is Jamie loved to connect with people. He loved to hang out. He seemed to have a lot of time to hang out. And in those days, so did I. And, you know, we did hit it off.
Did you know while you were friends from the beginning that Jamie was doing a photo a day? Was that known?
Yeah, you picked that up pretty quickly. Okay. You know, he's always got the camera with him. And every day that you're with him, it happens. And I ended up in, I don't know, half a dozen photos of the day myself. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it was definitely something that made him stand out. It's an unusual thing, and to keep doing it and keep doing it. And I, in fact, I remember a couple of years after I met him, he would do an annual on the anniversary of Photo of the Day beginning. He would take out all the photos that he had shot so far and put them out wherever he could and take a picture of them.
Okay.
And I still actually have my T-shirt from the 10th anniversary of Photo of the Day, which took place in like a high school gym on the Upper East Side or something, because there were so many photos by that point. It's an exciting thing. And it was, you know, who would have dreamed that he would keep it going for 18 years?
How did that friendship, the fact of the Photo of the Day project, become this presentation?
Photo of the Day happened and finished a long time ago. A lot of things have happened in my life since then. One of the things that really sparked this was shortly after my wife passed away in 2015, I took part in a Kickstarter or some sort of crowdfunding to publish a book of with all the photos of the day, done by one of Jamie's friends, Hugh Crawford, who's been shepherding this all along, basically. And when the book arrived on my doorstep, it was really a moment of aha, because this is a really massive tome. You know, there are 6,700 photos, and even printed many on a page, it's a very big and heavy book. And I just looked at it and I thought, wow, this is a very deep and meaningful thing. And I was thinking about, you know, life and death and memory and mortality. And I took that idea to Luna Pearl Wolf, who I had already been working with on opera possibilities, whatever. And I said, I think there's a project here.
How are the photos selected and organized?
The photos are selected basically on the basis, you know, what I did to write the libretto yes. for this was to go out and find people who were in the photos, many of whom I already knew, but some many of whom I didn't, and then other people who were affected by the photos. I don't want to say too much more. It's kind of a spoiler. Okay. And interview them. I'm a documentary filmmaker. That's what I do. And I thought, oh, rather than just writing about this from my own imagination, why don't I find out how people feel about it, how it affected them, what the experience was like. And so I went out and interviewed them. And really, in a lot of ways, what they told me is what drives how we select what photos we're going to show in the oratorio. Some of it is, you know, people refer to specific photos sometimes. Other times it's just what the themes that they're talking about, the experience that they're talking about. And I had the amazing experience of at some point in this process sitting down. I think I might have had COVID at the time. I created some extra time for me. Sure. Sitting down and looking through every photo in order. And that gave me, you know, so much to work with, both in terms of what my own feelings were and also, you know, the themes that arise. I mean, I selected 1,500 photos out of those. So not all of them, but a pretty big chunk still. And then as I was going, I categorized them based on, oh, here's a person who I know was important to Jamie. They show up a lot in the photos. Here's somebody maybe I ought to talk to. There seem to be a lot of photos that are focused on the color red for some reason, or here are photos that are about the summer, you know, and the joy of the summer, or here are photos that are about celebrating rituals, or here are photos about love. So going through all that, it gave me a lot of ideas about what it was about and also about how we were going to use the photos eventually.
When you reached out to people to interview them, was everybody readily available? Were they excited about the idea?
Well, one of the fascinating things about this process is that I talked to something like 15 to 20 people in the course of this, and they each really had a very different take on what photo of the day meant to them. And some people, you know, most people were eager to talk. Some people thought about it all the time already. Some people hadn't thought about it in a really long time, and things spilled out when I talked to them that they hadn't realized even maybe that they felt. And then there were people who were reluctant to talk to me, and, you know, who took some convincing, and some people I never convinced, right?
Right.
It really was interesting to hear how different each person's perspective was on what this project meant in general and what it meant to them.
Did they also have kind of different interpretations of Jamie as a person? Did they know different elements of him?
For sure. I mean, you know, I talked to several people who had been Jamie's girlfriend at one point or another, and they each had a different perspective, interestingly enough. And I talked to Jamie's best friend, who, you know, was his best friend from sort of day one of college, who actually, interestingly enough, questioned very much the whole premise of the oratorio and the premise of why people are so interested in these photos, you know. And in the aria that I crafted for that person from his words, because I used everybody's own words in crafting these lyrics, you know, I really embraced that. And I gave him the role of questioning, why are we making this oratorio?
That's very cool. Why an oratorio? Why that format? Why that style?
That's an excellent question. First of all, generally, you know, I've been a documentary filmmaker for so long. And when I got into this world of contemporary vocal classical style music, I don't know what the words are exactly, thanks to Luna, the composer, you know, I was immediately inspired by the expressive power of music, right? I mean, you can bring so much out of the emotion of things and the meaning of things through this nonverbal form, right? So I just love writing for music. And specifically, you know, when I took this to Luna, the first thought was, oh, is this an opera, right? She was skeptical. Is it an opera? I don't think it's an opera. It's not really about, you know, following a small set of characters through a certain period of time, you know. And then we realized, as we were, you know, working through this, we came to feel like almost the most important theme here was community. Jamie used Photo of the Day to connect with people. And in connecting with a different person or the same person, sometimes repeatedly, over 6,700 days, he formed this community and he bonded this community. And then ultimately, when it went on the internet, it forged an even bigger community, right? And so then the next thought was, well, what is the musical embodiment of community? The musical embodiment of community is a chorus. And that's what an oratorio does. It spotlights the chorus. And so the form of this thing that we came up with is there's a chorus and they sing together often. And then every once in a while or at the right time, an individual will step out of the chorus and sing their song, give you their perspective on Photo of the Day. And then they'll step back into the chorus. And so that's why it's an oratorio. It's also interesting. Sometimes you discover things later on. Oratorio is not a term that many people who are outside of this world are familiar with, though everybody knows Handel's Messiah, right? That's an oratorio. But when I was looking up relatively recently the you know, dictionary definition of an oratorio, I discovered that, you know, part of the accepted definition is that it's usually a religious theme. And that wasn't my intention going into this. And yet we really did make something that is about very spiritual themes and very eternal themes, many of which are religious. And in fact, the title of the oratorio, which was suggested to me by the cantor from my synagogue, is Number Our Days. And it comes from Psalm 90, in which Moses, who allegedly wrote this psalm, is importuning God, talking about mortality and the limits of life and the ups and downs and the pains and the joys. And the key line is, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. When I heard that, I thought, wow, that's what Jamie was doing. He was numbering his days. He was numbering our days. The profound lessons of what he did really blossomed out of that.
What does it mean to be at PAC NYC? What does it mean to be going up in that space and that new space, but also a place of, you know, sacred loss and now rebirth?
Well, there's two things I want to say. One is the themes of the oratorio, which is about memory and community and connection and loss and rebirth, actually, very much resonate with where we are. And you know, we're right there next to One World Trade Center. We're right there next to the memorial, which is the footprints of the old Twin Towers. It's going to be very powerful. The other thing to say is that for most of the period that he was taking the Photo of the Day, Jamie lived downtown on Fulton Street in a loft, not too far from the World Trade Center. And there are more than two dozen photos of the day that either are of the Twin Towers or that include the Twin Towers sort of incidentally in the background. And so it really is the perfect place for this to be premiering. And there is a section of the oratorio in which those photos will be especially highlighted.
Can you see working on this influencing your future filmmaking or other projects?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I would love to do more librettos, and Luna and I are already scheming up some new projects. And in terms of my filmmaking, you know, I also think it's just, you know, I've always believed that documentaries need to be cinematic. They need to be emotional. They can't just be informational and, you know, educational. But I think that you know, this has given me a new appreciation of how much you can do with a little bit of language and a lot of feeling.
Before I let you go, could you tell me more about the music that has been created by Luna Pearl Wolf, how it, what it kind of is like, or how you've interacted with it, what you think about it? Sell it to us, I suppose, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I will say, when I started working with Luna, you know, I'm not a lifelong opera guy, right? Or oratorio guy. So I hope people won't, you know, let that put them off. If this isn't their thing normally, if it is their thing normally, great. If it isn't, you should come anyway. Because it really, Luna, one of the things that's great about Luna is in all of her work, and she's done operas and choral works and all kinds of things. She's very focused always on story and emotional stories. And so when we worked together, we were of one mind that this piece wanted to be not too abstruse or abstract, but to be accessible in a certain way while also using all of the tools available to a contemporary composer like her. And in fact, I mean, we didn't start out there, but in the end, there's going to be three choruses involved in this, over 100 singers and musicians all put together, and it's really going to be a big experience, while also sometimes being quite intimate. But and some of it's, there's definitely, we're, another thing Luna and I agree on is, you know, there's definitely humor, and I think it's going to be something where people will be entertained and moved and really walk out thinking and feeling in a way that I think might, you know, really help people.
Number Our Days, a photographic oratorio with music by Luna Pearl Wolf and a libretto by our guest David Van Taylor, runs at PAC NYC in Manhattan this weekend. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.